Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas B'chayrus, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asabas Rachel. She should be zecher to find receiving Hagon Bikarav Mamesh. And we go on to another case with Mishnah Daled. This is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. Achas Bechra v'Achas Shaloi Bechra. He has two donkeys, one that had given birth before and one that had not. The older Shnei Zecharim, and both of them give birth to males. Nois and Talat Chalakayin. He for sure has to give one Talat to the Kayin. That's because for sure one of the males over here is a firstborn. However, Zachron Akeva, let's say these two donkeys gave birth, one to a male, one to a female. And he doesn't know which one is from which mother, so maybe he has a firstborn male, maybe not. He separates a tole, but he keeps it for himself, like we had in previous Mishnah. There's a suffix, maybe there's a firstborn, so he has to separate a tole, but maybe it's not a firstborn, so he gets to keep that tole for himself. Now, in these Mishnahs, we keep on saying that he has to redeem the firstborn donkey with a tole. The question is, where does this come from? So that's what the Mishnah clarifies now. Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us clearly, Upetach Hamar Tev Debeset, and the first opening of the womb of the donkey, that's a literal translation of Upetach Hamar, it has to be redeemed with a seh. Now, what is a seh? So we've been translating it as a sheep, but really, mina kvasim u mina izim is both from sheep and from goats. Seh is really translated as flock, and flock means either sheep or goats, and zachron nekeva could either be male or female, gadol or katon, it could be older or younger, tamim u balmum, it could be unblemished, or even if it's blemished, it could still be used for pinyan petach hamar. Now, upayda by pa'amim harbe, one could use it many times to be payda. For example, he has a firstborn donkey, so he gives the kayin a sheep for it, then the kayin hands him back the sheep. That was very nice of him. He didn't have to, but let's say he decided to hand him back the sheep. And then the farmer has another firstborn male donkey. He could use that very same sheep. That's because it doesn't attain Kedusha at all. And by the same token, Nichnas Ladir Les Aser, it has to be put into the pen in order to have Meister taken off of it because it doesn't have Kedusha. So when he does Meister Behema, when he counts all of his brand new animals that he had that year, and every 10th one is used as Meister Behema, this Seh, which was used as Petach Hamar, has to be part of that. Now, Vimace, let's say this Seh died before he was actually able to physically give it to the Kain, nen and bai, one can still benefit from it, and that's because, again, it doesn't have kedusha, so it's just like a regular animal that dies that you can benefit from. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. Ain poidin, one cannot do pidyon petach hamar loy be'egel, not with a calf, v'loy b'chaya, not with a wild animal such as a deer, v'loy b'shchuta, not with a shechted animal, v'loy b'treifa, not with an animal that's considered a treifa, v'loy b'kelayim, not with an animal that's kelayim, meaning its parents were forbidden to be mated with each other. For example, a male goat and a female sheep, so its child, which is considered seh, it's considered from the flock, it's not allowed to be used for the pidyon. And lastly, v'loy b'kai, not with a kai, according to some, it's pronounced kvi, and this is an animal which is a suffix. Whether it's a behema or a chaya, if it's a domesticated animal or a non-domesticated animal, so that can't be used. Rabbi Lazar matar b'kelayim. Rabbi Lazar allows petach hamar to be done with this kelayim animal, as in our example that we had given, the father was a goat and the mother was a sheep. Why is that? Mipnei shehu seh, because it's still considered a seh, it comes from the flock. Va'oser b'kai, but he asers with the kai, mipnei shehu safek, because it's a safek. Lastly, let's say nesana l'kayin, the farmer who has this firstborn hamar gave the hamar to the kayin. He didn't give a redemption. He didn't give a set to the kain. He gave the chamar itself to the kain. Ain a kain rishay l'kaimai. The kain is not allowed to keep it and he's not allowed to use it. Achi yafresh set tachtov, until he designates a set in its place. And that's because since the Torah mandates that this firstborn donkey has to be redeemed, that applies whether or not it's by the kain. Just because it was given to the kain doesn't mean it doesn't have to be redeemed. And actually, the kaihanim are suspect that they're not going to redeem the animal because a lot of them tell themselves, hey, the Yisrael gave me this firstborn donkey, so I don't have to redeem it. And as we just said, that's not the halacha. Therefore, the Yisrael actually has to wait there and make sure that the Kayin designates a sheep to be used as the exchange or as the pidyon for the Chamar, and only then the Kayin is allowed to use it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.